Welcome to the Get Set Free Now show with Patty Cepeda, doing business from a kingdom perspective.
You are a world changer.
Keeping God's ways first in all she does.
When you're on fire with enthusiasm, people will come from miles around to watch you burn.
A self-made millionaire, stay-at-home mother of five, married 30 years to her best friend, Patty gives all glory to God.
I didn't do it. God did it. I was just obedient to the call.
She's humble, fun, inspiring, and loves to help people.
And I take it very serious because this is a huge responsibility.
Feel confident to sit under a godly authority with wisdom and teaching that will heighten your awareness to keep everything in kingdom perspective.
I get so fired up to set people free.
Join Patty as she gives you the keys to set you free. And now, let's get to the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Get Set Free Now with Patty Cepeda. I am Mike Lenz. We are so glad that you're with us today. We hope that your week is going fantastic. And thanks again for joining us. And we want to continue our discussion. Last week, we were talking about making sure that as we walk in our walk with Christ, that we are prepared, that we are making sure that we're surrounding ourselves with people that are going to support us. That sometimes can be difficult. Sometimes people can fall away because they're not as comfortable with it as you are, especially when you start to act differently or speak differently and have conversations with them about how important Christ is in your life. Then that can some people can fall away, but other people will fill in that vacuum, fill in that void, and those people hopefully will be people that will support you in your walk. And Patty, we were talking before we went on the air that Galatians 2:20 is a passage that is kind of encapsulates a lot of the things we were talking about in terms of the walk in Christ. So maybe we can dive a little bit deeper into that passage this week, and if you want to share that with everyone, or I could share that with them. But the Galatians 2:20 is such a powerful passage.
Yes, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's elaborate on that, Mike. That's a good one. And I want to go back to what you just said when we were introing, and it's even the people that if you're brand new in the Lord and the God in you is kind of chasing off the small g gods in them, that there's not that unity that you once had. You don't have that same desire for certain things. You're actually excited about the Lord, and they might want to take away that excitement. And we talked all about the seed sown and how the world can remove the good fruit of a seed. And we want to produce a crop 30, 60, 100 fold. So all of those people, though, are watching you. They're all watching. And that's what's key as we die to ourselves. And it's interesting that you brought up this scripture, Galatians 2:20. I love it also, is that when the word talks about baptisms, I know I was baptized as a baby in my religion, but the Bible says to dedicate babies to the Lord. It doesn't say baptize babies. The Bible says we will believe and be baptized. In other words, it's your choice. Like, you have to believe first to be baptized. And what that baptism does, and Herb and I did it actually 20 years ago on Flag Day, June 14th, 20 years ago. It's amazing.
Wow.
As adults, and what it does is you're going down in the water and dying to yourself, and you're coming up a new creation, which encapsulates, I have been crucified. It's like you're being crucified with Christ at that point. It's actually kind of like an act of obedience to what the word says. I mean, do you have to be baptized to go to heaven? I don't know about that. I'm not going to. Remember, I'm the last person to argue anything that doesn't really matter. And I'm not sure if that is something that really matters. I mean, but the truth is it does say, believe and be baptized. And I know, you know, who was it? Philip, I think, went to the chariot and the eunuch, the Ethiopian eunuch, saw a body of water and wanted to be baptized immediately, and they pulled over and did it. So that's the key, is that we are obedient, and obedience really pleases God when we're obedient. So In this scripture, I've been crucified with Christ and I no longer live because he lives in us. We want to do we don't want to offend the Holy Spirit that lives in us. It's his choice to do it this way. That's what's so exciting. God chose, you know, it's amazing when you think about it. God became a man to save men. I mean, he put himself in a woman to come as a man, to become a man, really. It's just wild when you think of the whole concept. And then he chose when he left that he would send the Comforter. So the disciples who are following him are thinking, what do you mean you're going? Ah, I must go away. And they're thinking, where do you have to go? What are you talking about? And, you know, they're probably like, wait a second. We like you. You don't have to go anywhere. Yeah, seriously. You're the one. I mean, he's the one performing all the miracles. He's raising the dead here, you know, curing the lepers, all of this kind of stuff as he walked and just spoke with such wisdom from above that why? We don't need a comforter. We're here. We've got you. But he did that so that we all can receive the Holy Spirit. And when it came as tongues of fire, as the book of Acts describes, and is set on their heads. And they all spoke in tongues as the Spirit enabled. So it's a gift that any one of us can have. But when I look at this scripture, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. And what is, he's the hope of glory. It's the joy of the Lord is my strength. So if you're looking like a lemon, like you ate a lemon and you're bringing Jesus to the world, I mean, we all go through stuff, but I think that the stuff isn't as vivid if we focus on him in our relationship with him. And goes on and it says in Galatians 2:20, the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He came as a man. He was tempted and walked as a man, but he never sinned. So he walked a perfect life. So for those of you that are looking at people and you're blaming people or you're pointing at people as your reason to not believe or any of that nonsense. It's a lie from the devil. If you're pointing at people or you're still carrying things that happened to you when, and you're not forgiving, it says forgive and then send a blessing. This is a scary place to come from because Jesus said he cannot forgive unless you forgive. I cannot forgive before the Father, Jesus said, unless you forgive. So we have to. It's like a command. And I actually last night was listening to something where a woman had an encounter in hell with hell, a Christian, and she was allowed by God to see it. And what she saw was other believers who were there because of unforgiveness. And that was a big, like, whoa, we have got to be on our guard to make sure, because it's easy to kind of carry things, for people to carry things, especially when things are, you know, done to you wrong and you have somebody did something wrongly to you or they're gossiping about you or defaming your name or they've done something verbally abusive. There's things that you can actually carry and you just want to forgive. And it's not always easy, but yet. It's so freeing. If we wouldn't carry things around, it's so freeing. And you read this, I've been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. It's like you can just lean on that. Write that scripture down. Put it everywhere. Because what happens is you just lean on the Lord for everything, even the ability to forgive. You're giving it to Jesus. He stands. He wants to just take it from you. All of this nonsense, all of this hurt, all of this stuff. He wants to take it from you. He wants you to walk in freedom, the freedom to not care what people think because you start to choose as Jesus Christ lives in us, the hope of glory, as you have the Holy Spirit in us, you're asking for wisdom from above. You start to walk in a righteous manner because you wouldn't want to offend the Holy Spirit that lives in us. I mean, whoa. I mean, you think of the Hebrews passage in Hebrews 10 where it says, let me just read it. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and a fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. This is Hebrews 10, verse 26 and 27. So if you think that you can just sin and then say you're sorry, oh, I'm just going to do this thing and look at this thing or perform this thing or whatever, and then say I'm sorry. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and a fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. And that's what you become, is an antichrist. Spirit causes people to go there. But if we would live in and live by that scripture, Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. I've died to myself. I'm dead to myself. So you're not caring what people think of us, because we want to bring that love of Jesus to people. When we look at people who are walking in sin, it's not that we're judging. We can see it. We can see it. We can see things. People are just not walking right. That's, you know, it's not judgment that I say that. But what's happening is in love, I see that. And I knew I, you know, it's where everybody once was before they came into the knowledge of who he is. And the think about it. The same spirit that rose Christ from the dead lives in us.
And you mentioned a few minutes ago about being free. A lot of people, especially if they're new to their walk, or maybe if they've been in their walk for a while, might feel that, you know, boy, this, you know, living this Christian lifestyle is that's a lot. You know, it's a lot to load on myself. And the point of this whole scripture is that, in fact, no, it actually frees you, because if the life you now live in your body, you live by faith in the Son of God, then you're not being dictated to by the ways of this world. You're being dictated by the Word of God and the Son of God that's living in you. So in fact, as you said, it can free you up to not worry so much about what the world thinks about and what the world says is right and wrong and what the latest social media craze is or what the latest car style that you should go buy is. You don't worry about those things. It's not that you don't participate in the world, but you're not of the world any longer. You're living through Jesus, who loved you so much that he gave himself for you. And, you know, so when we think about, oh, this person wants me to call him back, or I got this email from this person wants to talk to me about something, you know, God gave his life for you. You can give somebody 15 minutes of your time. You know, I mean, it begins to change your perspective, which is really what this is all about.
That's good. I mean, we're new creations. You know, just say this, I am living in eternity. You are right now. This is why we're not to be attached to the things of this world. And it reminds you in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 31, where it says, those who use the things of the world should not become attached to them, for this world, as we know it, will soon pass away. So our mind, our soul, our will needs to be renewed. This is your responsibility, really. It's not anybody else's responsibility. We always remind people, look, you're going to stand before the Lord one day in judgment. He does. We will all stand before him. And we cannot point to my husband said, or my pastor said, or Patty said, or Mike said. We can't do that. We must, because you know he's going to remind us gently that we had his word. So there's no doing that. There's no pointing a finger. It's your responsibility. So you're responsible for your salvation. And with fear and trembling, it says, I walk out my walk with fear and trembling. And you have the authority through the Word of God to renew your mind, your soul, and your body. So it helps us. It helps us because, again, we are living in a fallen world, that was cast out. And the enemy, Satan, rules over this world with his demonic forces, causing people to go his way. So anything that's not of Christ or following the righteous ways that the Bible lays out and the God would want us all, not because he's going to smack us if we don't. It's not like that. It's just that he's given us rules and guidelines, and we don't want to offend that Holy Spirit in us because we have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer me that lives, but Christ is living in me, that hope of glory. It's that life that I now live in the body. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He loved us so much. He gave himself for us that we can actually say no to the temptations of the world, because there's no temptation that that comes our way that he hasn't given us the ability to overcome. He's proven through his walk. I mean, even when he, after 40 days of fasting, was taken by, I mean, how, I want to say it's so stupid, but he does it again and again. If you think he's not doing this to people today, come on, he did it to Jesus. Satan takes him up on the mountain and shows Jesus after 40 days of fasting, bow down and worship me and I'll give you all this. Come on. He's still doing that. He's causing people to bow down to him, small g's of all sorts, and they are worshiping him. There are some people knowingly full out into that for what they can get from him, because there is the ability to go that route and get earthly things, but you will lose eternity with God. So that separation. And then even as I mentioned, I was listening to somebody who had that encounter that the Lord allowed her to see into hell so that she could come back. And I love, by the way, just so you know where I saw this on Sid Roth. It's supernatural. Oh, sure. There's a little plug for Sid. He's here locally. I go to the same hairdresser. I see him, you know, the same doctor. I mean, he's somebody local that I absolutely adore. And he's a Jewish man, Messianic Jew. So he's come to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior and is just sold out. Because like the scripture says that we quoted already, that greater things will we do. Is it right? It's greater things that Jesus says this. Greater things will we do than he did. And that's the supernatural.
And also just going back to what you said earlier, it's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. And I know you said this before, Patty, verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. And this is the important piece, verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So lest you think that you know, we're just making this stuff up. I mean, there is the spiritual forces of evil that are here, and that is what we do battle with on a daily basis. So our strength comes in the Lord. And that's the only place that we're going to get the strength to fight the spiritual forces of evil. No question about it.
Bingo. Absolutely. That full armor of God that's necessary because, you know, and it talks also in Ephesians about being filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, for God the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. To know that he loves to be worshiped. He loves to be praised. He loves when we're in his word. He loves this fellowship, if you will. It's a fellowship. It's an intimate relationship that you're spending the time with him. It's like, I can't get enough of him. He is so fascinating. And that's the thing I wish people, and that's my prayer, that people would have this supernatural desire to go after him. Because once you encounter Jesus, once you encounter God like that, you are completely transformed. And there's nothing that comes close to it. There's nothing that comes close to that relationship, I don't want to call it a feeling, but that overwhelming, he overwhelms. And that's why I say, you know, we want to seek after the wisdom that from above. It's first pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's willing to yield, it's full of mercy and good fruits without partiality, without hypocrisy. That's the wisdom from above. And to walk in that love, the love of Christ, because his desire is for people, but the enemy still comes to kill, to steal, to destroy. And he deceives. The deception. Matter of fact, in Matthew 7, it talks about how not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. This is Jesus speaking. 7 verses 20 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name, cast out demons, and in your name perform miracles? Because remember, the works come without repentance. That's a scary thing. That's a scary thing. People can have these great works without repentance. It's something that I want to ask Jesus about when I see him. But it says, in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform miracles. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Because it goes hand in hand with the scripture before that says, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fire indignation, which will devour the adversaries. This is not necessarily a cushy, cushy, cozy little message. This is a hello, wake up, walk out your walk in fear and trembling, that there is a God who is a righteous God who loves so much, but he stands for his people. Woe to those that touch his people. He loves us so much. He loves you so much. And any one of us has the ability to choose Christ. You know, resist the enemy and he will flee from you. So there's nothing anyone listening has ever done that, I mean, there is that sin against the Holy Spirit that is spoken about. But if you're listening and you're convicted, I believe that you can run to him and he'll forgive you of all your wrongdoings, of all your sin. He'll start to speak to you in a way. There's really, his blood set us free. We just need to call on it. So that said, Mike, let's just, something that James says in the first chapter, verse 21, so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word of God that's been planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. God has a destiny greater and better than your present circumstances. He has a destiny that he is just knocking on your door as we seek him and we go after him and we submit ourselves to his authority in our lives. Guys, he will reveal to you the reason you're alive, the greatness that you have, and of course, the ability to impact everyone around you. Really. And it's a choice. It's a choice. You must choose. He's knocking gently, but he is not going to barge down your door or knock down your door. He's not barging in. He wants you to open the door, but it's your choice. And you can stand on the choice to know it all and have an opinion about this or that or the other. But if you would resist the devil, that pride, resist the devil. That's the devil in your life. That devil is a pride. God hates pride. Resist that and just submit and say, God, I don't know. It almost reminds me, real quick to close, is when I was introduced to our current business where we're being blessed with millions of dollars it's just crazy. Residual. I mean, a year. And it's God who did it. It's not my God, but he blessed tremendously. So I give him all the glory and I'll brag on him. However, when we were introduced to this current business, I was 20 years, my husband and I were 20 years into this type of business that we run, but this company was new. And I remember we were doing very well. We started going and doing well. And then a company millionaire had reached out to me. And when he reached out to me, I just, with his permission, said, can I record you? Because I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. If there's a wheel that's not broken, I'm not going to fix it. So he said, sure. And when he started to teach me how he did it, and I knew he had knowledge, I had already written a book in this industry. I could have came with all sorts of pride. We were already having success even here. But yet he started talking about a different concept and a different way to build that I even wrote about in my book. And it was the opposite. And so I said to him, I said, hold on, you know what? I'm going to take my brain out of my head and put it on the shelf. Let me record you. And I went ahead, recorded, transcribed, and was open. And it was huge. It helped a lot of other people succeed tremendously that I had the open mind. So I encourage you today, have an open mind. Keep yourself humble and you will see the Lord. It's the pure in heart that see God. And I can say that because It's usually the pure in heart that want to see God. And I think I'm speaking to that group today. So, Father, I just lift them up, Father. You would anoint this message. Let it go deep within their souls, Father, and meet them today. I bind any pride right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for a supernatural hunger to know you and the truth. The truth will set you free. God bless everybody.
Thank you, Patty. Thanks for another great message and diving into that scripture a little bit. I think that helps our listeners who are seeking Christ to kind of understand some of these passages a little bit better. So thank you. Thank you for that. We want to invite you to visit Patty's website over at pattysepeda.com. You can find out more about Patty. And if you'd like to check out some of the previous episodes, you can go to the podcast page on the website, pattysepeda.com. And she has all the previous episodes there, so you can go back and check out some back episodes, different topics that may be of interest to you. And as always, you can find Patty's show over on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, wherever you find your podcasts, she'll be there. And we also want to invite you to join Facebook and follow Patty over. And we also want to invite you to follow Patty over on Facebook at Patty Leahy Cepeda. You can join her live. She's live every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and she'd love for you to be part of that conversation as well. And also be sure to follow Patty on Instagram at Patty_Leahy_Cepeda. So until next time, for Patty Cepeda and all of us here at Get Set Free Now, I'm Mike Lentz. Thanks again for spending part of your day with us, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Get Set Free Now with Patty Cepeda. For unlimited access to previous episodes, faith-based resources, inspirational posts, and more on Patty's own spiritual journey to being set free, please visit us at GetSetFreeNowShow.com. And don't forget to follow Patty on Facebook at Patty Cepeda. That's P-A-T-T-Y-C-E-P-E-D-A. And as always, may God be with you.